Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
In for Rebecca Corral today, I'm Kim Foster. Here's what's happening at this hour. The city of Oakland has brokered a deal between the group's Moms for Housing and Wedgwood Properties following a months-long dispute. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub has more on what Mayor Libby Schaff had to say about the deal.
Mayor Schaff announced that a deal has been reached to sell the home on Magnolia Street, where several homeless mothers had been living in. The mayor says her office has reached a good faith agreement with Wedgwood Properties, that's the company that owns the house, to negotiate the sale to the nonprofit Oakland Community Land Trust.
These three parties have come together to really send a message that everyone cares about this crisis of homelessness.
The deal will require that the price of the home not exceed appraised value. The mayor says Wedgwood has agreed in principle to work with the Community Land Trust in offering rights of first refusal programs for its other Oakland properties. And Schaff says she hopes agreements can be reached with other property owners. This all began in November when a group of mothers known as Moms for Housing took their children and moved into a vacant home in West Oakland. After a legal dispute, a judge ordered the women to vacate the Magnolia Street property, and they were physically evicted by Alameda County Sheriff's deputies last week. At Oakland City Hall, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
A celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is underway in San Francisco. KCBS reporter Melissa Kullross is at the 4th Street Caltrain station for the arrival of the celebration and the beginning of the annual MLK Day March. Melissa.
Kim, the celebration train is a Bay Area Martin Luther King Day tradition, and it brings more than 1,000 people from San Jose and the peninsula to San Francisco. Now, Olivia Gregory of San Jose took the celebration train this year. It's something she's never done before.
I typically don't really take the time to think about it, despite the fact it's such a significant day for me as a black woman. I don't know. I just wanted to put forth the effort to really commemorate this day because it really is significant.
Meanwhile, Pauline, who's visiting the Bay Area from Florida, also is a first-time celebration train rider. She says it was great fun.
Did a little games, a little trivia to see how much she knew about Martin Luther King, and did a lot of talking and meeting people on the train.
Tasha Bartholomew with Caltrain says the agency partners with the Northern California Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Foundation on this event.
We bring people from Diridon up the peninsula here to San Francisco in order to bring them to San Francisco in time for the march.
And that MLK Day march is underway, as is a celebration at Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. Melissa Kullross, KCBS.
Thank you, Melissa. Next Wednesday, San Francisco will take a big step forward in its push to have zero pedestrian or cyclist deaths by the year 2024. Private cars will be banned on Lower Market Street. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan takes a look at one European city that has already hit that goal.
Oslo, Norway has 650,000 residents, just smaller than San Francisco. It ended 2019 with just one fatality, and it was a driver, not a cyclist or pedestrian. Lisa Akola is a senior policy analyst with the RAND Corporation. She says the city turned a lot of street parking into bike lanes and lowered speed limits, so it becomes more practical to seek out other modes of transportation.
A lot of European cities already have very good transit alternatives. You can probably take a bus or a streetcar much more easily to your destination there than you can in a lot of American cities. Most European cities already have fairly high rates of walking and bicycling. And while I believe there was some dissension from business owners, the progress of the car-free streets over the last couple of years has shown that those business districts have really remained very vibrant despite the lack of automobile traffic.
Now, not all of this will work in California's car culture, which may indicate what's also needed is an attitude reboot from drivers looking for convenience and walkers looking at their phones. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.